Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Lee May. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mac Jones. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gus Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Shaw. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal Kunz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Cal Kunz. And now, play ball. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Adcock reaches second base with a double. Mathews goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Braves. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mathews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Hubbs moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is hit by the pitch. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks juggles the ball. That's an error on Banks. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMillan moves to second. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Verpel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Adcock strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. McMillan moves to third. Aspromonte moves to second. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Vermeil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vermeil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cal Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan is hit by the pitch. Shaw moves to second. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matthews strikes out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adcock. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Adcock steals second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koontz fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. May steals second. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive towards third. Matthews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bertel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cal Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0 for 1 in the game. Koontz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Koontz moves to second. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 2 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Altman. The throw from Crandall and he is safe. Altman steals second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Will pinch hits for Cal Kuntz. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jones hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-3 in the game. Crandall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shaw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hubs bunts towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to second. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Jones. Williams reaches second base with a double. Brock scores. It's Braves, 1, Cubs, 1. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Altman is walked intentionally. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to third. Altman moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matthews for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bertel bunts towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogers moves to second. One out. Don Landrum pinch hits for Barney Schultz. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock is walked intentionally. Frank Bowling now playing second base. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hubs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Tommy Aaron pinch runs for Joe Adcock. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aaron moves to second. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jones hits a line drive towards short. Rogers catches it and throws to second to double up Aaron. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Aaron now playing first base. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell now playing right field. Lee May now playing left field. Mac Jones now playing center field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-4 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones who is chasing the ball. Banks reaches third base with a triple. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Altman is walked intentionally. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-4 in the game. Santo is walked intentionally. Altman moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to home to get Banks. Altman moves to third. Santo moves to second. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Altman scores. Santo moves to third. Rogers moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and Milwaukee Braves, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.